church family have been joining with us in these prayers. This past Tuesday night, our entire elder board, along with Eli Parker and Robert Dubay from the Columbia Heights GC, met with a group of about 25 people from Oak Hill. We shared our vision for church multiplication and our heart for saturating the city of Columbia Heights with gospel witness. And we followed that by a time of Q&A with the members of Oak Hill. Over the course of the meeting, it became clear to us that the alignment with our vision and willingness to follow John's pastoral leadership we hope to see was not widespread enough among the members of Oak Hill to continue discussing partnership with them. We believe God has given us the clarity that we prayed for, that a partnership with Oak Hill will take us off course, and that the time has come to end the conversation with them. On Thursday, Cody Wild and I informed our conversation partner at Oak Hill of our decision. We want you, our church family, to know that there is absolute unity among our lay elders, Pastor Larry, Pastor John, Robert, and Eli, about this decision. We take the fact that we all left Tuesday's meeting with a similar reaction as an indication of the Holy Spirit's leading. So while I feel some disappointment in sharing this news with you, I firmly believe that our discussions with Oak Hill have brought us to a new level of unity as a leadership team, and our commitment to work toward the vision God has given us has never been greater. All along the way, we've had the joy of seeing God open up and close off various paths according to his good providence. Today, we want to return praise to him for answering the prayers of his people and for the things he's taught us over the last few months. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor John now, and he will share some ways that you can continue praying, as well as some next steps for us.
Yeah, before I share these brief prayer requests, I have just a couple things I want to make really clear. The first is that there's a lot of good people at Oak Hill, and the people in our gospel community in particular who have spent time there know this. There's people that we have friendships with now from this church. And we didn't pull out of this conversation because there's a bunch of bad people there, but because they're at the organizational level, there's misalignment that we think would take us off course. And we just want you to know that we're not willing to compromise on where we sense God calling us because there's an opportunity that arises if it's not the right one. The second thing is that as an elder team and as a leadership team, although sometimes it's difficult, we don't view this as time that was wasted. The time that we spent processing this and praying about this together and stepping into this, we don't view that as wasted time. We have, as Peter mentioned, a greater clarity and conviction for where God has taken us now than we ever have before. And so we don't view the time we spent talking with this church as wasted. A couple different ways that you can pray is, first, pray for the people of Oak Hill. I know that there are many people there who are going to be as disappointed and maybe more disappointed than we are, because they're in a situation that's much more vulnerable. And so pray for the people of Oak Hill. Pray for our gospel community as we just process this together. And as, you know, in a very real sense, there's some of us that are maybe more involved and, you know, felt more invested in this than others. But this really is a grieving process for all of us together collectively as a gospel community and as a church family. So pray for the people of Oak Hill. Pray for our gospel community. And pray that we would get clear direction from God regarding the next steps in Columbia Heights. And I can just say for myself personally that it's going to take a little bit of time to feel sort of the visionary motivation, for lack of a better term, when you invest so much of yourself into this and it doesn't happen. It's going to take a while to sort of feel like it's okay to kind of dream again. And so pray for us, pray for me in that. And we know that there's a lot of questions that you guys have, and so we haven't set a date yet, but what we're hoping to do is we're hoping that after one of our worship gatherings on a Sunday, we can maybe throw together a lunch or something and just have a time of Q&A and prayer together, because we know that there's questions you guys have for us as an elder board, for us as a gospel community, and so we just want to make that available to you. But as Peter said, thank you for praying about this. We are, Peter and I have, you know, talked about this quite a bit, and he's, you know, told me the one thing that I was, you know, that we just have been begging God for is that this would not be ambiguous. and you have our word that it was not ambiguous in any way, shape, or form. So we left the meeting feeling about 110% confident that it was the right decision, and by the next day, we all agreed that we were like about 175% confident that it was the right decision. So thank you for praying. We really do see it as an answer to prayer, and we're just thankful to God for providing that answer, even if it's maybe not the answer that we had wanted. So thank you for praying.